Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scapey Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White and this is the segment in which my cat, Scape, reads a scary story to someone. Filling in for the someone part this week is Mr. Harry Wilson.
That's right. Welcome to Scapey Stories from a Cat in the Dark, presented by Harry Wilson, the toot janitor of Harry Wilson Advises You. And also, you may recall me from Harry Wilson Continues to Advise You. And I'm pleased to present Scape with the story of proper dental hygiene and scary elements.
No, it's not about teeth. It's about scary fangs.
Scary fangs, exactly.
No, scary things.
Scary things.
Basically, yes. Things that are scary. Okay, not teeth, but other stuff. Okay, so...
Well, of course there's other stuff apart from teeth. You have to vary things up. Teeth, something else. Teeth, maybe another thing. Fangs, something else, and some teeth, maybe.
No, but story time. So, I'm gonna tell you a story, okay?
Right.
And you get to listen. Let me know if you have any questions, all right?
Okay.
This one is called Coffins for Two by Vincent Starrett. So, once upon a time, there was a guy walking, and he went around the corner, and he walked into another guy, and they went, oh my god, what are you doing here? That is so crazy.
You know, if you walk right into another guy, it's always a good idea to make sure your breath is good, because your face is going to be right up against him. You start off with a good impression. See, this guy doesn't even know him, he's probably gonna think he's got bad breath.
No, that's where you're wrong. They know each other. It was like, oh my god, I haven't seen you in years. That's so crazy. It's so good to see you. I missed you. Oh my god, craziness. Weird. And they were so, basically, they were so happy to see each other. They were just like, totally going crazy. Like, oh my god, pat on the back. Like, so happy.
They're both named Pat?
No. They have names that are other things. But people are like, walking by going like, huh, weird. Those guys are happy. What's that all about? And so they're just like, whoa, ho, ho, how did you like that? Whoa, ho, ho, been so young. And so they were like, well, come, let's go get something to drink or something. And he's like, oh, hey, totally, let's do that. And so they, they are walking along like, super happy, And again, everybody's like, whoa. And so they go into like a tea place to get tea.
Which stains your teeth, by the way, if you drink too much of it. Tea, this is probably going to be the scary part of the story, is going to be their downfall once they reach the apotheosis of their sin with drinking teeth-staining liquids like tea, coffee, hot chocolate, ink. All stain the teeth, make them black or dark-colored of other varieties.
No. They're not going to do... You see. It's not about the stain. It's about some other stuff. You see. So, they're right. Like, oh man, it's so good to see you, man. It's like awesome. And the other ones are like, yeah, totally awesome. Like, it's been so long, old chap.
It can also give you chapped lips from drinking too much tea because it's not pure water, lip balm or whatever. Lip hygiene also important. I'm not the lip janitor, but I can tell you from proximity, which is in great closeness to the teeth, are the lips of the human being. So the more you keep your lips in good repair, the better you are to the general mouth. Out and speaking, eating, breathing area, the better your teeth will be.
Where they were, they were speaking to each other.
I knew it was related.
So the waitress is like, do you guys want something? And they're like, yeah, get us some tea, please. And so they're like, oh man, you remember the time when we did stuff and it was cool? And he was like, yes, I do. And he's like, so are you like married or what? And he's like, no, I'm not married. Ha 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 ha. Are you married? No, you're clearly not married. Ha ha ha. So then they're just again chatting. And they're like, oh man, it's just so good. It's just so good to see you.
The number one people, by the way, aren't married is because they can't attract members of the opposite sex. Bad breath, ugly teeth, or other varieties of bad tooth hygiene. It repel members of the opposite sex and the same sex. For people who don't want to be married, or they want to be married to members of the same sex, also have trouble if they don't brush their teeth.
Well, these guys were not getting married to each other.
They were just having tea.
Yeah, but not yet. She was we didn't bring it yet. So they're like, oh gosh, just, you know, just so good. But do you remember when we stopped being friends a long time ago? Oh man, that was crazy. And the other ones are like, yeah, I'm sorry. That was silly. Whatever happened to that girl that we fought over, huh? And the other ones are like, well, she's like famous now. And she's like an actress or something. And the other ones are like, oh man, she's like an actress. That's crazy. I sometimes think about it. That's crazy. So we should go see her on a show. And the first one's like, well, you know, no reason to do that. We're happy now. And the other one's like, yeah, I was pretty upset when she dumped me for you, because I was like, I really liked her. And then she met you and she was like, I like this guy better.
Well, he probably had better teeth. That's the number one cause of the people, unresolved relationships who are no longer together or bonded, are dissolved because of the bad teeth. Women are unable to kiss people who have rotten teeth without falling into a well of disgust.
Well, this doesn't say what their teeth looked like. Maybe if they did a movie about this story, you could see their teeth and see. But we don't know whose teeth are better. All we know is he was like, oh, she left me for you. That was crazy. And the other one's like, oh, you're flattering me. And he's like, well, you know, I mean, I guess, yeah, she dumped you too, so never mind. And he's like, yeah, well, shut up, okay. And he's like, yeah, you know, that girl, she was crazy. She was playing games. She wrote me a letter one time, and I was like, whatever, I'm busy. And then I was like, oh, she wrote me a letter too, yeah. And I was like, well, and he was like, she wrote you a letter too? That's, man, she's playing games. That's crazy. She's playing games. She was playing games with us. And the other one's like, well, maybe she's still playing games. When did you get your letter? And the first guy was like, well, what do you mean? And he's like, well, I got a letter, like, just a little while ago. Right before, that's why I jumped on a boat and I came right here right now, because I got a letter. And the other one's like,
wait, he jumped on a boat because he got a letter?
He got a letter from the girl saying, come to see me, you see?
And he got on the boat to the town where the girl was because he got the letter.
Yeah.
He probably learned that he started brushing his teeth better.
Well, we don't know. So, but then the other guy goes, oh, dude, I got a letter too. Like 2 weeks ago, saying to come today to see her. And I'm supposed to be there in like less than an hour, so. And the other guy's like, whoa, what? That's not good. You don't, no. You don't get to go see her. And he's like, I'll go see her. I'm gonna. And they're like, and both of them start getting really angry. And they're like, that's my girlfriend. You don't get to. So then one of them says, all right, look, you just give it up on her. And he's like, no, I don't want to give up. And he's like, all right, do you want to make a bet? And he's like, what kind of bet? And the waitress is like, here's your tea. At some point, I don't know, because the tea's there, okay? The tea's there now.
Do they put sugar in the tea?
No.
Good. I can tell that these people are good people. They're at the right track.
Well, instead of putting sugar in, one of them says, I have some poison. And I also put some poison in one of the teas. Watch. And he puts poison in one of the teas.
Well, that's even worse for your health than bad tea.
Well, yeah, but only one of them does he put poison in.
Which one?
Well, just, I don't know, the one on the left. So the other guy says, well, what do we do? How do we swap around? And the first guy's like, well, I'll leave the room, and you swap him around, and then you leave the room, and I'll swap him around, and then we'll both drink, and whoever dies doesn't get to go with the girl.
Well, obviously he doesn't get to go with the girl, because he's dead. One thing girls like less than men with rotten teeth is ones who are dead already.
Well, because if you have dead, then you get rotten herself, like a zombie. But, so here's what happens.
Actually, the teeth remain after death, but if they were rotten while you're alive, they're still bad when you're dead. But one thing that remains after you're dead is your teeth. So if you want to be a good-looking skeleton with intact incisors and manicured molars, the thing you have to do is maintain your teeth while alive so you look good dead.
Well, but everybody's scared of skeletons, so it doesn't make a difference. So, let me tell you what happens. So the first guy, like I said, he poisons one, the one on the right. left. And then he goes, all right, we're going to swap. So he leaves the room. And the other guy goes, okay, he left the room. And he reaches into his pocket and he takes out some other powder and he puts it in the one on the right. Then he swaps him around like he's supposed to. And he, the other guy comes back and he's like, yeah, okay, I'm done. And then the other guy leaves and there's more swapping around. And they both come back and they sit down and they go, all right, let's have a drink of tea. And one of them is poisoned. And they drink the tea. And so, so the second guy's like, so what's going to happen? And the first guy's like, well, what's going to happen is you're going to like get tired and it will just feel like you're falling asleep, but you really die. And he goes, what do you mean? What do you mean me? It could be either one of us. He goes, no, I was cheating. I knew which one I was going to drink out of because it had a real chip on it. And I was like, haha, I can see which one.
Wait, he's not going to brush his teeth when he feels tired before he goes to sleep.
No. They're not going to go to sleep. They're going to die. But he said, I know which cup was poison because it was the one that wasn't chipped.
Well, you see, you get a chip because you don't have enough enamel. If you bite into something hard, then you get a chip in it. And no. You have to have it go to a dentist to get it covered up again.
No, not a chip of the teeth, a chip of the cup.
Well, I don't know why they get chipped.
Okay, well, that's all right. But this guy's like, I know I drank out of the one that's not poisoned because it had a real chip on it and I cheated. And the second guy goes, well, actually, I poisoned that one too. So you really didn't cheat. You're going to die. So it would just feel like you're falling asleep too. And the guy's like, what? What do you mean you poisoned? And he's like, well, here's the thing. I didn't really get a letter from her. I just was very jealous when you said you got a letter from her. So I was actually really sad and alone and I was going to kill myself with this poison. But now we're both dying instead. And the first guy goes, well, I didn't really get a letter either. I was just trying to show off. So you're right. We'll both die. And he's like, yeah, it's okay, though, because we were really good friends, and we'll be good friends in the afterlife anyways. And the guy's like, yeah, you're probably right. And then they both died. And the waitress was like, oh, my God, they died. I can't believe they were fighting over some stupid girl, she says to the police. Because there's other girls like me, whatever. And
well, you know why people don't get noticed.
Why?
Well, it's because they have plain, dirty teeth, not white and shining. You get shining teeth is flashing with the light reflecting. You notice that person immediately with the good teeth. Waitress probably didn't have that working in a coffee shop or a tea shop drinking tea and coffee make the teeth the wrong color.
Well, they died, so it doesn't matter. So they're not going to notice her now. So, a little while later, two ghosts, ran into a funeral parlor holding hands, skipping, and were like, coffins for two, please! The end.
Well, that's a very instructive story. I think that I've chosen a good segment for Harry Wilson, the Tooth Janitor, presents Scape's Stories of Hygiene for the Teeth. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, from me, Harry Wilson, your Tooth Janitor and mine, that if your teeth are so bad that you cause a woman to leave you, you might be thrown into so much despair that you cause your former friend to die and end up in the grave with him. That's the consequences of the hole you could dig yourself, the cavity in which you could be thrown, so to speak, like a hole, by having poor tooth hygiene.
I don't really know if that's what it's about. I think that's not what it's about, actually.
How often do cats brush their teeth?
Cats? You mean me?
Yes.
Never.
That is why you don't understand the importance of tooth hygiene. How many girlfriends have you had?
Just one.
And?
She's a stuffed animal.
Stuffed animals are incapable of appreciating tooth hygiene the way a person or a non-stuffed animal could.
Well, she doesn't have any teeth, so yeah, but...
What does she have to brush then?
She does. Just fur.
Oh, well, that's a sad life.
No, it's okay. She's fine. She just stays where I tell her. I put her places, and then I pick her up and move her. But look, the scary part of this story is different. The scary part of this story is, your friend could poison you.
Because you're both so sad about the woman that left you, probably because of your bad teeth.
Well, it didn't say anything about teeth.
Sometimes things are written between the lines.
Like, How?
You have to interpret the subtext of the story. Is that she left him, why would she leave someone probably bad teeth? Especially if they're always drinking tea like that.
Well, they only drank tea one time in the story, and they died. So, if you extrapolate, they probably never drank tea before.
Well, it shows the bad consequences of drinking tea. It could lead to bad teeth or death.
Maybe, but it probably would kill you. If your friend poisons you, you only need one time and you're dead.
Well, anyway, the important thing is make a good impression so you make friends good enough that they don't kill you with good teeth.
They don't kill you with good teeth?
If you have good teeth, you make good friends, you impress good people. They're not the kind of people that murder you.
Well, I would use my teeth to kill things instead of impressing.
It's harder to kill things with weak teeth that have rotted away.
Sure, but it's easy to kill things with my teeth. Anyway, look. Point is, poison is dangerous. Watch out, because your friend might poison you. If you ever get in a fight with your friends, don't drink their tea, is I think the message here.
I can agree with that.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. This is Harry Wilson, the Toot Janitor. Bye for this week. See you again soon.
No, but it's my show. My show. I get to say bye. You don't get to say bye.
Okay, this is Harry Wilson, the Toot Janitor, not goodbye.
That's right. Scrapey is the one who says goodbye on Scrapey Stories. Goodbye.